Good morning, good afternoon, wherever you are. This is Chris, and we're down on the beach early morning. It's so delicious. This podcast from the beach will from now on only be available on SoundCloud. From today, Spotify will change, and it will be only the more advanced work on magnetism that appears there, and SoundCloud will be left for this special gift of Back on Track VIP gratitude, presence, certainty and love, and a chat on the beach every day, or nearly every day. I'm walking past right now down the beach the ice bucket people. There's I think it's about 80 people there today. Half of them have done their thing. The rest are queued up behind the ice bucket. It's quite interesting to watch the whole process and how they put them in the buckets in groups. So there's sort of a competitive edge to the whole thing. Beautiful. But not for me. You can hear the clapping, that's the counting down as they count down for their 3 minute or whatever immersion time. Whew, I just got bombed by an incoming big wave. Today, I'm talking about Back on Track. When I do a coaching session, my first words are, what's your VIP score? Standard practice. We always try to have a cumulative number. What's your VIP score? Your VIP score is, for those of you who don't do coaching, your VIP score is, there are 7 areas of life: spiritual, mental, social, career, health, financial, relationship, and mental. And you go around the 7 areas of life and you say, if 0 is deep in the shit and 10 is nirvana, perfect, couldn't be better, what's my score? You give each one of those aspects of life a score. And this score is based on whether you feel like you're on track or not, or whether how you feel about it, whether it's giving you the shits, or whether you feel like you're right on track or not. And for a healthy person, the score will be between 5 and 8. Clothes getting flooded. Healthy score between 5 and 8. Above 8, fallen asleep at the steering wheel. Below 5, serious intervention needs to be created. For me, I like to hover around the 7s and 8s in my world. And this is all on the outer wealth side, because how we feel about these areas of life is, of course, measured against an external stick. Internally, what I train my clients to do is to be 10 out of 10 in each area of life. The enthusiasm or the experience internally is 10, the external fluctuates. So that's the first thing we do in a coaching session. We add up 7 scores. Hopefully 35 is about as low as it goes. If it isn't 35, we know what we're going to do for the day. If it's above 35, then pretty much you can say that individual feels like they're on track. And that's a good thing. Firstly, it puts the coaching session in context, because it's not a repair or get back on track session. it's a build the diameter of the circle on which the measurement of being on track is being made. So example, if your circle is, if we draw a circle on a piece of paper and you score yourself 7, 8, the question is, like the growth rings of a tree, is it 7 and 8 because you've kept the growth ring nice and comfortable? Or is it 7 and 8 because you're evolving on a daily basis? So evolving on a daily basis is a very important thing, because we are going to evolve, all of us, everyone is going to go at the border of support and challenge to a bigger growth ring. That's nature. That's the universe. That's a universal law. And it's not my law. And the question is, do we go kicking and screaming with an illness, a disease, a threat? Or do we go voluntarily? Voluntarily would mean that we say, my ambition for my relationship, family area of life has plateaued. I need to expand it. What would it look like? My ambition for my career, I've achieved what I set out to do. I have no immediate threat. I need to invent one. I need to invent something that challenges me to grow. Now, again, if you don't, it will be introduced into the mix by nature, and you get a choice. Put your hand up and volunteer, or have it volunteered for you. So I created this thing called the Back on Track process, which is a daily exercise routine that guarantees you grow. Guarantees. Nature doesn't have to be put a tsunami in your life, or a tap on your shoulder, or a 4x2 across the back of your head in order to cause you to grow. And I invented that process based on a lot of research. And it's a 6-step process. Actually, 6 steps to 7 results. So I thought today I would remind you, if you've forgotten, what are the 7 steps of the Back on Track process. The first one is mental. In the mental area, we constantly come up against our own opinions. Opinions about Chris Walker, opinions about life, opinions about ourselves, opinions about others. We come up against this thing called our opinions. And it seems that when we meet somebody who has a strong opinion, we validate that opinion. But the stronger an opinion, the more unconscious a person is. The stronger they say, I don't like, or I'm against, or I'm for. The stronger that opinion, the more emotionally or animalistically driven, the more that person is in their lowest animal primal state of being. And if we measure animal primal states of being, they're always the people who are the most sick. The people who are the most traumatized, the most diseased, the most failed, the most broken. And yet, because they have a strong opinion, we sometimes give them credit for being the most socially volatile, or the most active, or the most strong. And yet they're weak. And so once a day, not once a week, once a day, you're asked in the Back on Track process to negate or kill or get rid of an opinion. That requires you to go on a sheet of paper and do a discard process. It's not hard, it takes 10 minutes. It's threatening, it's uncomfortable, because, well, we like our opinions. Oh, this guy's hooked a seagull. Fisherman hooked a seagull. Just fighting to undo the rope. That's got a parallel to a discard form, hasn't it? Grab an opinion, seagull. But you're not grabbing it to kill it. You're grabbing it to love it and flatten out that opinion, because your opinions are going to kill you. Nothing surer. Second part of the back on track process is exercise. Now, it is a really common practice. Whenever people start to feel successful, they start to want to vent that success through some increased definition of their physical self, which is primal. What we try to do, rather than vent success, is store it as love. Store it in our heart, store it in our body, in our nervous system, so we become powerful. But the first thing people do, because their self-worth hasn't risen to the level of their own success, they start booking in for triathlons and all sorts of things in order to vent the feeling of success, expunge it. It's a little bit sad. The third thing is environmental. If our environment, if our room, if our house, if our clothing drawer, if our office desk, if our car looks like a mess, we're a mess. And so the idea is to continually declutter not only our house or our garage or our undies drawer, but declutter our car, declutter our mind, declutter where the shoes are at the front door, declutter, declutter, declutter. That decluttering creates space, and that space is very, very sacred, because it gives you time to breathe, or space to breathe. So the more wealthy a person is, the less clutter, and the more successful a person is, the less clutter they will have around them. The fourth one is your values. Do you remember your values? Did you write them down when you did the back on track? Do you know what your highest value is, or is it reverted to what the general population have as their highest value, which is the thing that's giving them the most pleasure at the moment, or the thing that's giving them the most pain? Reward and punishment. We gravitate to things that reward us, and so if suddenly our family life is the most rewarding aspect of our life, we'll say it's our highest value. If suddenly our family life is giving us the greatest pain, we'll say it's our highest value. Reward and punishment. But they are not your highest values. They are the most needy areas of your life for repair and damage and damage control and pleasure. This is not values. And this confuses people. It makes them oscillate and vacillate and swing from side to side. The fifth one is your vision. And if you're not on a daily basis looking at your vision and have it written down, your purpose, your vision, your goals, if you're not looking at just glancing over it once a day and taking a pen to it and tweaking it, then you are waiting for nature to kick you in the ass and evolve you. If you're not expanding on a daily basis, you are contracting. You don't know it. And last but not least is the self-talk. And we created a process, early morning process, called parent-adult-child, to evolve your self-talk. But even that can become a red herring, because what I can see is people start off with, you know, motivating themselves with a really big "you can," and instructing themselves with a really clear set of instructions, and then rewarding themselves. But the size of what they're rewarding themselves and motivating themselves can shrink to "well done for going down the shops with the kids yesterday," which is not reward, that's gratitude. So the most important thing here is to say that we should, if we can, do the back on track process every day, so that we stay inspired, stay in track. And so when we say, "what's my VIP score?" we're being genuinely real. This is Chris. Bye for now.